Mostly a dry start, kicking off the day. It's another sunny, partly cloudy morning, followed by scattered afternoon showers developing. A cloud a few spots over at least. 90. Some areas get relief from the heat, but others don't. And the heat index could be climbing up there back to about 106 to 108 or so. Followed by a fair sky Tuesday night and a repeat again Wednesday with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is William Wallace for America. But no, I am not William Wallace. This is Cat Black, trying to fill in the shoes that cannot be easily filled. However, I shall try. And we are live here on AM 990 WGSO. Our call-in number is 504-556-9696. We're going to start off this segment with something on a lot of people's minds, crime in New Orleans. And my suggestion, which I made pretty much after arriving here and definitely reemphasizing, is we need the National Guard. NOPD is at a 45-year low, between, depending on who you ask, 500 to 600 officers short, and we have just had, for the second weekend in a row, a mass shooting, meaning more than four victims in one incident, in the French Quarter, on Bourbon Street, only a few blocks away from the 8th District, which is the NOPD precinct that handles that area. This isn't beating up on our police department, but at a 45-year low with 500 to 600 officers simply not there, they do not have the presence. And despite the fact that we're in an election cycle, and all of the candidates, incumbents and challengers, have offered proposals more suited to a social service agency director than mayors or council members in the city that is overwhelmed with crime. We need more public safety presence. And for me, at least, logic dictates that if you want a safer French Quarter, CBD, Marigny, Bywater, up in Lower Ninth Ward, Mid-City, New Orleans East, Algiers, can't forget Algiers, and all other areas, we're going to have the National Guard. I know that's not a popular suggestion because our politicians want us to pretend that New Orleans is either Mayberry or maybe Happy Days. If you're a boomer or a millennial, you'll remember those TV shows. For those of you who are of younger vintage, by all means, Google. But these are two places, mostly white, very safe, that unfortunately our liberal friends have confused New Orleans with. And in another segment, I'm going to share with you my face-to-face encounter with a burglar, yes, who tried to break into the Fortress of Negritude, my home. But to recap, this is Cat Black filling in for William Wallace here on WGSO. And I want to hear your thoughts. Do you think we need the National Guard? Do we need the Ghostbusters? Who do we need? 504-556-9696. And this isn't just for our beloved listeners. If any of our politicians happen to be calling, if you can stop gnashing your teeth for a moment, call in. Because I'm just curious. We're in a campaign season, and I've yet to hear anybody running for mayor or any of the council positions mention that we need more police. You know, I've heard more spending for patting people on the head and not being sarcastic. I've heard for more dollars being recommended for wraparound programs. I'm not against any of that. But as I've told my leftist friends who are in my safety coalition, United Safety Network, we have got to have an end to the violence and the theft if the wraparound services are going to work. Otherwise, what you get is people who should have been incarcerated, and that's a city responsibility, the actual arresting through NOPD, prosecuted, that's a separate entity, the DA's office, and that's another problem. We have a DA who does not want to DA. He does not want to prosecute. What this means for us is, like I told you, just to give you a hint, the individual who snatched one of the air conditioners out of my window at 3:50 in the morning and was trying to climb into the window when he found himself looking at me, and I'll just say my friend. And I'm assuming my friend must have impressed him, because, you know, who am I? I'm not very impressive. But the point is, if we could have, you know, had him caught and arrested, I'm sure he has a record for burglary. I'm sure he probably is on probation or parole. And I'm even more sure he probably has a casting for warrants. This is the type of individual who is loose on our streets while our incumbents and our challengers tell us it's okay. If we treat them nicely, they won't hurt anybody. And let's go back to a recent tragedy, of which we've had many. Portia Pollack, a woman beloved by all sectors of the community, was getting ready for work 7:30 in the morning. An individual who should have been in prison for a previous carjacking was out on an ankle monitor, which nobody was monitoring, when he approached this woman while she was getting ready to go to work, stabbed her to death, took her car. This is what we're seeing too often in New Orleans. Individuals are not being arrested. If they are being arrested, they're not being charged. If they're being charged, they're not being sufficiently charged, and to add insult to injury, they are not being appropriately prosecuted. How many murders does it take? You just had a girl shot this weekend. How many children have to either be wounded or killed? So, folks, I'm Cat Black, filling in for William Wallace here on William Wallace for America. Our number is 504-556-9696. And our issue is crime. Specifically, do we need the National Guard? Let's go to Matthew from Metairie.
Only if they have arrest powers. Otherwise, they just stand around and looking efficient without actually doing anything.
Well, they can detain people. And by detain, that means handcuffs and turn the person over to NOPD for processing. So, yeah, they just don't be standing around looking.
Then the has to be the people who are doing the bad things have to have serious consequences facing them. Otherwise, what is their motivation to quit? I mean,
that would be nice.
They have to be looking at some long jail sentences. Many of these people, I think, are felons, and if they're in possession of a gun, why is not the U.S. attorney just swooping in and say, felon in possession of a gun, automatic federal 5 years?
Hey, Matthew, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to come on the next break. This is Pat Black filling in for William Wallace for America, live on WGSO.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there has never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more. So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO. This is Cap Black filling in for William Wallace, and fortunately we have one of our favorite callers, Matthew from Metairie, and we're talking about the needs of the National Guard and the greater need for effective prosecution in New Orleans. And you actually opened up the second part of my recommendation, which was refer all carjackings, gun crimes, and parole violations to the U.S. Attorney's Office for prosecution. Our DA, unfortunately, cannot be trusted to consistently prosecute serious crimes appropriately.
Well, no, because the current DA is a stooge and a lackey of George Soros. And so his idea of criminal justice is vastly different from anything that we would recognize. And you were talking about how you haven't heard any of the candidates running for all the various offices talking about the crime. Has the news media even bothered asking? Because the news media is doing is been puffing up the strong and brave job LaToya Cantrell is doing keeping us safe from the coronavirus.
I will say this.
Forcing people into masks.
The media has been unsparing in covering every crime from jaywalking to our car break-in epidemic to our carjacking crisis to our armed robbery and non-fatal shooting fusillade that we have on a daily basis. But as far as
you know what they call that, though, or Captain? Do you know what they call that? They call that gun violence.
I know, like guns independently grow legs and run around shooting people without any human being engaged in nefarious activity. A friend of mine
always says,
let's not use the phrase gun crime or gun violence. Except it's not.
Yeah,
it's not. These are not inanimate objects attacking people, but it is humans. I'll quote my friend again. Humans attacking humans, and we're seeing a little bit too much of that here. But unfortunately, the question remains, do our incumbents or our challengers possess the political will to demand a prosecution, appropriate prosecution, of oftentimes career criminals?
Well, let me ask you this. I'm not that familiar with the structure in Orleans Parish. So if the mayor, who is elected, demands that the DA, who is elected, actually start prosecuting people, will the DA actually start prosecuting people, or will the DA extend the middle digit and basically say, tell the mayor to buzz off?
Well, they're both independent entities. The mayor is empowered by the city charter. The DA is actually empowered by the state constitution. Let me give an example of the current DA's reasoning. There was a 17-year-old who committed a carjacking. He beat up the female owner of the vehicle and ran her over with the vehicle. The previous DA, Leon Canizero, appropriately was going to prosecute him under the charge of attempted murder. The current DA, Jason Williams, felt that that was just entirely too harsh and severe, so he downgraded an attempted murder felony to 6 months, and I'm not making this up, 6 months in a juvenile boot camp and probation for almost killing a woman.
Is this so he'll be a more disciplined criminal. That's right. Yeah.
To be fair and balanced, the DA did have a moment of sobriety and candor where he charged a pair with an assault weapon, but with a long rifle, who shot and killed a woman they were attempting to carjack, but she drove away. So, of course, shot her in the back of the head, killed her and her dog.
Well,
was caught 30 minutes later after carjacking somebody else, and Williams has tried them as adults.
So it's
like
the
tossing
type
coin
of
with
weapon
them.
That seems to make a difference.
Well, no, I think it's the fact, as he said in an interview, because I really wanted to know, well, why did he change his pledge not to try juveniles as adults, since most of our carjackers aren't old enough to shave. He stated that when they put on an act of contrition and crime, when they were caught after the second carjacking for murdering the woman, he had to remind them that we know y'all killed this woman, and we know that after you killed this woman, you went and robbed somebody else. So cut the act. So I don't know, he just felt like he was being played, or did he actually realize that shooting and killing somebody is grounds for trying that person as an adult, regardless of that person's age? Because some of our liberal friends say that, well, you know, brains are still developing. And I always say, okay, their brains are still developing, but most children, regardless of how bad their background, don't kill people. Don't rob anybody. So you're just basically saying we're just going to excuse repeat violent felony behavior because we don't believe the people can do better. not that our liberal friends would actually come out and say that, but in my neck of the woods, that's how that translates to me.
Yeah, that's pretty much how they think.
Mm-hmm.
And I really dislike calling them liberals because they are truly something totally different and totally evil.
I only use that as a term of convenience because John F. Kennedy was called a liberal. But, of course, John F. Kennedy would not have supported this type of abandonment of public safety. So let me ask you, as someone who lives, we'll just say, in the greater New Orleans metropolitan area, do you visit New Orleans? Do you avoid New Orleans? What's the consensus with people where you live about the Big Easy?
The consensus of people around where I live is if we can avoid going into Orleans Parish, we do so. We tend to think New Orleans is a fallen city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not New York, but it's getting there. The view is really good. And we understand, you know, some people want to stay there, try to make it better, and I applaud those efforts from a distance. Or it'd be like the Patriot prayer groups that go and pray in the parks in Portland be attacked by Antifa while the police sit there and keep score. Without an honest media holding the public people accountable, I don't know how you turn that around. And I don't know how you get an honest media when they seem to be all filled with the same type of people that you see at the on the national news networks. Basically,
you know what else?
Advocate for one point of view.
And you know what else also comes to mind? The governor is a Democrat. Our mayor is a Democrat. She would be the person making the request. I don't see what the problem is. It's not like you got to try to, you know, convince some, quote, evil Republican that New Orleans is valuable enough for military assistance, because the crime is so bad that the administration nor the local media can even put a spin on it. We've had two back-to-back mass shootings on Bourbon Street, a few blocks from the police headquarters for that district.
Yep, and I actually got asked about that on Gab. And my answer to my Gab friends was, well, New Orleans is a fallen city. Would the National Guard do some good? Maybe. But how long do they stay?
We're seeing, I would definitely say that the National Guard deployment here would probably be a minimum of a year long. Because your police aren't just going to magically come back. But at least if we can stabilize things and give the administration credit, ending the consent decree is something that LaToya Cantrell and I agree on. The consent decree also is one of the reasons why NOPD cannot retain experienced officers nor recruit new ones, because it's too onerous. There's too many eyes looking over your shoulders. You got this little guy that flies in from Washington, D.C., who can end your career if he feels like it suits his ego or his political ideology, which are one and the same. So this is not a good environment to have a police department. Matthew? All right, seems like we lost Matthew, folks, but hopefully we have not lost our minds. With that said, we're going to be right back after some very important commercial messages. This is Captain Black on William Wallace for America, live on WGSO.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. State Health Officer Dr. Joe Cantor says more mitigation rules may be needed if the state doesn't slow down the spread of COVID-19. Another 139 COVID patients have been hospitalized since Monday, raising the statewide total to 2,859. Cantor says if the fourth surge of cases doesn't peak in the next week or two, it will be catastrophic for hospitals.
What's more concerning to me is we've not yet seen any real indication in the numbers that we're turning the corner yet.
As children begin to return to the classroom, state police are reminding motorists to be mindful of school zones. LSP even released a video on social media about what you can and cannot do driving-wise in a school zone. LSP spokesperson Trooper Jonathan Odom.
Drive with extra caution in school zones, school bus loading and unloading areas, and around children walking or biking.
Troopers also suggest giving yourself extra drive time if you have to drive through a school zone. LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer. And pick up your favorite flavor today.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007. Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Do you have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at allpreaux.com.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Hello. Welcome back to William Wallace for America here on AM 990 WGSO. You can call in at 504-556-9696. And in case it escapes your attention, I am not William Wallace. I'm Cat Black. William is somewhere counting ungodly amounts of money, and we wish him well. Today's topic is crime in New Orleans. In our first segment, we talked about the National Guard and the need for federal prosecution of carjackings, gun crimes, and parole violations. Things currently not being done sufficiently, not because NOPD is not arresting, but unfortunately because our DA, Jason Williams, is not consistently prosecuting these very serious crimes. In this segment, we're going to talk about a burglary that I was fortunate enough to prevent, but before we go to that, let's go to the phones and welcome one of our favorite callers, Flaming Conservative. Hello, Flaming.
Captain Black.
How's it going?
Good afternoon, Captain Black. All right, welcome to the WGSO Justice League. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
I'm not from New Orleans. I grew up in the River Parishes, but New Orleans, the French Quarter used to be our playground and stuff in Bat City and Metairie, but it's a whole different feel today than it was back in the 80s and 90s.
And you what would you say is changing? What would you say has changed? Yeah, I'm here. I was asking what has changed.
The criminal element. You didn't have that kind of crap. I mean, you had crime, but you stayed on the main drag, like the French Quarter and stuff. You didn't go wander off in the project areas. But now they got shootings on Bourbon Street in the middle of the day. And Canal Street. Man, well, what happened? I think the root of the problem is there's no discipline in the home. I think that's where everything should start at. It's time to bring back the butt whippings, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I do. And also, along with parental involvement is parental responsibility. And a wraparound that I would like to see is you have to try juveniles according to the crime. We've got kids walking around who have been in more gun battles and robbed more people than pirates off the coast of Somalia. And they're not being tried as juveniles, and they are attacking more and more people until they kill somebody, but then they have to be tried as an adult. We can avoid that.
The victims are becoming the criminals, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm. And we find ourselves in a very interesting situation. And I know that most folks have written off New Orleans, but as I remind my friends in more stable cities and parishes or counties, if you're not even in Louisiana, so goes New Orleans, so goes America. We just have an economy-sized dose of what's hitting a lot of other places in the country. What say you?
New Orleans is the economic engine for the whole state of Louisiana, Mississippi Gulf Coast, in the Mississippi Pine Belt area of Picayune, Laurel, Hattiesburg area. New Orleans takes care of all these areas, and you need the right leadership in that city to get it going again. I can remember growing up, there was Fortune 500 corporations that were had bases in New Orleans. You don't have that today. Mm-hmm. For the reason why, because they got these elected officials with the Huey Long and Moon Landrieu mentality, got their palms out. They want to be greased. Unlike the CEOs of these corporations, like saying, "Screw you! I'm leaving. I'm going to Houston. I don't have to do all this crap like I do here.
Oh, you hit a very good point.
Texas welcomes them with open arms.
You hit a very good point. Residents as well as multimillion-dollar corporations are not going to pay high taxes to get high crime and low-quality service and response. That's not a winning ratio. That's not how things work. People go places that work for them, not places that work against them. Would you live in New Orleans, and would you advise any of your family members to?
No, I don't live in New Orleans, never did.
And if a family member of yours wanted to move here, would you say yay or nay?
Nay.
Okay, that's definitive enough.
That's a good place to visit, but not a... depends on who the mayor is. If you get somebody like Vina the Queen and Nguyen or something, somebody, yeah, that'd be a different ball game. Or Ray Nagin pre-Katrina, that would be a good place.
Mm-hmm. If you had the rate, the current mayor, LaToya Cantrell, what type of mark would you give her?
F minus, worse than Mitch Landrieu.
And that's saying something. Because now, Mitch was the one who cut NOPD's veins for retention and recruitment and created what was called in commercial the Blue Hemorrhage. And the Blue Hemorrhage is now just bled out into the blue tsunami. I mean, we are between 500 and 600 officers short. That's not something that you can just make up by having a recruiting video or some Facebook ads. That's why I say we're going to have the National Guard, because you're going to need a larger protective presence here just to stabilize things until NOPD can rebuild itself, if that's possible. But I'm going to give you closing word, and I'm going to go ahead and move on.
He spent more money removing the Civil War monuments than what he spent on crime convention in hiring NOPD. What did the monuments do to anybody? Nothing.
And that is a very good point to end your call on. Flaming Conservative, as always, thank you for calling in. Folks, no one asked, but I'm going to put in my 2 cents. I
thank you,
find it very difficult to fight monuments when we've got criminals and corrupt politicians walking around and Cold Stone is doing nothing. Mitch Landrieu used the monuments for symbolic purposes so that he was going to get a position, he hoped, in a Hillary Clinton presidential administration, which thankfully did not happen. But what he did do is pull the scab off the wound between the races here, for those who support the monuments, of course. And we were no safer and no closer afterwards. Like I said last segment, folks, now we're going to talk about a burglary starring me and an unknown burglar. This was last month, the 19th. It was around 3:50 in the morning. I'm a very light sleeper, and I always run all kinds of scenarios because you never know who's going to come a calling. Anyway, heard a strange sound, and I eyes popped open, and I said, don't recognize that sound. Then when I heard an even louder sound, because my air conditioner was being yanked out of one of my windows, I grabbed my firearm, tiptoed in the living room, and behind the curtain, I could see and hear the air conditioning unit being yanked out. Again, it's almost 4 in the morning. Then I see a figure climbing in, kind of silhouetted against the curtain. Now, this is one of those classic moments where you got to weigh politics with self-preservation. If anyone knows, you can Google Merritt Landry or W.L.T. Littleton. First one white, second one black, both of them railroaded by the anti-self-defense elements in our community. If I had shot him in the window and he fell out of the window, there's a very good chance that I would have ended up being politically prosecuted, not because I violated state law, but each parish interprets what state law is. And I was not willing to give my life over to Jason Williams. I was waiting for him to step inside the room, then I was going to shoot him, and I was going to call the police. And he lifted up the curtain, he saw me, and I want y'all to hold on so I can tell you the rest of that. But this is Cat Black here on WGSO AM 990.
Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has had ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
Wallace for America. This is Cat Black filling in for William. We talked about crime in New Orleans, the need for National Guard, the need for prosecution on the federal level of all violent crime. And now is my very great pleasure to introduce a friend of mine and a friend of liberty, Alex from Metairie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cap. How are you?
Doing pretty well, doing pretty well. So you've been tuning in. You live adjacent, we'll say.
How could I miss such a great host like yourself?
you're too kind. What do you think? Do you think the National Guard would be a good idea for New Orleans?
Well, that's a start, but I mean, will that solve the blatant disrespect that our officers are showing? I think you've mentioned it earlier. What, about 500 to 600 more officers are needed just to be at bare minimum? I mean, that's absurd. And when you have a district attorney who will not charge
Absolutely.
I mean, well, I can go walk into Popeye's on Carrollton and go steal a whole bucket of chicken. He probably won't even charge me.
But I'll tell you. What we're talking about, in the name of wraparounds, in the name of, we'll just say, undoing the sins of the past, you're allowing people to run around who are attacking mostly single women. I've got a big problem with that. A large number of our carjacking victims are women. Large number of our simple robberies where somebody runs up on someone and takes their property. Women. You know, our liberal friends talk about women's rights, but women are being victimized. We had Portia Pollack stabbed to death, died in her front yard for her vehicle, and the community was justifiably outraged. We've got career violent criminals on ankle monitors that are not being monitored. You've got career violent criminals who happen to be juveniles who are not being tried as adults. And when people ask, well, why is it business is suffering in New Orleans? My answer is because the residents are suffering.
It's a shame, Cap. I mean, really, the blatant, what's the word for it? I mean, just the overall, I hate to say chutzpah, but really the whole balls of these criminals that are going around New Orleans right now. I mean, we saw it the other night, I believe, on the 600 block of Bourbon. I mean, if you look at the video, there's three cops sitting on the block, not even 600 feet away. And there's still gunfire going off. And, of course, NOPD was there in seconds, which is good. I'm glad NOPD is finally realizing that the 600 block of Bourbon is a crime-infested area. But as far as carjackings, most of them are women. That's just intolerable. I mean,
and I hate to say it, but the 600 block of Bourbon is still maybe 5 to 8 blocks away from the 8th District, which is the precinct for that area. So it's not like we're talking about some long commute to get forces on the scene. Regrettably, what it tells me, and I know they probably wouldn't admit this, but I know a little bit about staffing, they may not have officers to actually man Bourbon Street and patrol and answer calls throughout the district, because that's a case that's district-wide. And instead of admitting that, and instead of asking for the National Guard to put more presence there, we're just going to play this deadly game of not having enough police presence, and clearly the criminals don't mind. Again, we've had 2 mass shootings back-to-back. What more does it take? Does a political donor have to get shot? Does one of our local political insiders? I don't want anybody to be shot. I don't want anybody to be robbed. But we have arrived at not even a tipping point. We've arrived at a breaking point. Media can't cover it up, and local authorities can't explain it away. I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Well, to get on your point about does a donor have to be robbed or whatever, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but a couple of months ago, the lady of New Orleans, the unofficial mayor, Gail Benson, was almost carjacked, and she was sitting in the vehicle.
She was almost carjacked, and her dog was taken on a separate occasion. Me, as a grassroots security consultant, I would tell her people are watching her, and they know her habits, and she needs to increase her security details. That's just me. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly the point. But it's how can we stop that from happening to, let's say, Joe Schmo on the street? What does it take? I mean, I'm a huge fan of Vina Nguyen. Huge fan. I think she has the right policy. She's actually got a policy that'll put more officers on the street and not make them leave or retire early.
Thank God. We need to have somebody, because Vina Nguyen, who's running for mayor, she would be the only candidate in this election cycle that's talked about more officers. Alex, I've got to run. We have somebody else waiting. Thank you for calling
in. Thanks, Kevin.
Alan from Algiers, welcome to William Wallace for America.
Hey, Captain Black, this is Alan. I'm active in the Home Defense Foundation, and before I make a comment, I just want to say I have a lot of respect for you and Mike, two people from not originally from New Orleans, but who have done things for the city that no resident, no naturally born New Orleanian ever thought of doing. So I just wanted to get that out of the way and let you know. I got a lot. I really believe in you and Mike.
My
comment and question. Well, okay. Now Mike says, okay, you know, you gotta, with these situations where these people, women are getting victimized, they gotta learn that they're gonna have to stand up for themselves and take their own self-defense. That's their obligation, because as Mike says, the police aren't going to be there when you need them and when you call them. They're going to be 2-3 hours before they get there. So by that time, the crime is over. So you have to stand up for yourself. But the reason I called, it was about the DA. I don't know if you remember, this was years ago when Connick was the DA, and there was this priest that was going down in the French Quarter, and he was making he'd pick up these young boys and bring them back to the church that Connick, the DA, attended, took them down in the basement, and they would make sex tapes, and they would sell them. Wow. He was from Europe. And Father Dino Sanel, and they had reams and reams, and his assistants told him to bring charges against this priest. He wouldn't do it. The guy never got charged with anything. So I wrote the Baton Rouge to the Attorney General, and I asked him, how is that possible? And they told me that within a parish, a DA is basically, he's a king. He can do what he wants, and nobody can do anything about it. They
very strong discretionary powers. You're absolutely right.
Yes, and if his brother commits murder and he decides not to bring any, you know, charges, there's nobody they can't make. So anyway, my question was more about the new district attorney. The first thing I think he did was dismiss 720 felony cases. And I haven't written to, I was going to write and say, can he actually do that? Can you reduce your own workload and just,
it is
like
within his discretionary powers, but people have the right to file lawsuits and to challenge. And Alan, we're coming up against the time, so I'm going to have to bid you farewell and thank you for calling. Folks, this has been Cat Black. I'm sitting in for William Wallace on William Wallace for America. And in the first segment, we talked about having the National Guard come here and the federal prosecution of all violent crime, gun crime, and particularly carjackings. In our second segment, as you've heard, we discussed burglary that I was able to stop and the fact that political considerations got in the way of me being able to exercise my right under state law to stop an intruder who came into my home at 3:50 in the morning, climbing through a window after you removed an air conditioner. For our women and all of our other crime victims, I want you to go on Facebook to United Safety Network. That's my coalition. We are here for you. Thank you. And William, thank you for the opportunity to fill in for you.
There has never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have